what do we know about Zika in Texas?
Right now, what we know about Zika in Texas, we have 36 cases that we know of that we have confirmed through testing. Those are all travel-related, either directly or indirectly. So in other words, folks traveled outside of Texas to the areas around the world where there's much higher Zika activity and came back to Texas and were tested here and were shown to have had a case of Zika. Right now, the good news is that we do not have any evidence anywhere in the United States and certainly not in Texas of any spread of Zika through local mosquito populations. And that's the thing that we really want to do our utmost to prevent. And if it should come here, our utmost to absolutely minimize the degree to which the disease spreads throughout Texas.
So now is really a time when we can work on prevention. What are some methods that people should employ?
Yes, absolutely. Now is the time when people can work on the prevention. And in fact, those preventive measures are things that need to start now and continue throughout the entire mosquito season. So in Texas, that's really starting about now, all the way through September and even October. I would recommend that people look at our website, texaszika.org. We've got lots of information there that goes into great detail. But essentially, it's, first of all, denying the mosquito the ability to breed around your residence. This particular mosquito species really likes to stay right around where people live, right around their homes or their apartments, or that sort of thing. So go look around your property, look around where you live, and get rid of any sources of standing water, even things as small as a teaspoon can be places where the mosquito breeds. So drain those out, and if it rains again and they fill up, go out and drain them again. There are other things that you can do called larvicides. You can go to a hardware store or a home supply store, and generally they will carry those larvicides. So if there's some area of standing water that you really can't get rid of, you can kill all the mosquito eggs that are developing in there. The next effective thing are barriers, and I would include mosquito repellent as a form of barrier. So go out and look for any EPA-approved mosquito repellent, follow the directions, use those, wear long clothing, put up screens, use mosquito netting. All of the things that we can do to prevent from being bitten by mosquitoes are extremely effective. That's really the only weapon that we have to prevent the spread of Zika in Texas or anywhere in the U.S.
And so if we employ these methods and we concentrate on the prevention, where do you see Zika in the future, especially in the summer months, if we take the precautions that you're suggesting?
Well, I think if we take the precautions that I'm suggesting, it's impossible to say to predict the future. But if we take the precautions that I'm suggesting, we will absolutely have minimized the chance. Whatever we do in this regard is going to make the chance less than it would have been if we hadn't taken those steps. And again, the thing to keep in mind, most of the mosquitoes that you would encounter if you go out fishing somewhere, that sort of thing, at a lake or a river, those are not the Aedes aegypti species that spreads Zika, typically speaking. That species, the Aedes aegypti that spreads Zika, lives right around human beings, so right around your habit, where your habitat is, where your home is. And they only probably fly anywhere from, I've heard anywhere from 50 to 400 yards from the place where they hatch, so it's not very far. So if you can control those mosquitoes right around where you live, right around where you spend the most time, you're going to have a very effective measure. And then again, creating those barriers. All of these measures interrupt the spread of Zika in Texas. And even though they sound really simple, they're actually extremely effective. And in fact, they're really the only weapon we have, not only to prevent Zika from getting here, but if Zika were to come here and be spread locally, these are also continue to be the weapons that we have to combat having it spread even further.